The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans traveled to Arizona looking for anything to stop their losing against the Cardinals.
Keenum will throw.
It did not start well.
There's pressure. Keenum, fumble. It's loose. Touchdown, Cardinals.
But the Texans fight back.
Watt knocks the ball out, and J.J. recovers the fumble. Strip sack by J.J. Watt.
Number 80 gets it close.
And Andre has the catch. Is it a touchdown? And yes! Andre Johnson, an amazing catch left side of the end zone.
Tonight, what's wrong with the team many picked for the Super Bowl? We have the answers. Plus, Spencer has the cold hard facts on a continuing problem. And Greg sits down with rookie safety DJ Swearinger to see how the Texans can get their swag back. Throw this caged animal some raw meat. It's tough to watch. Houston Texans, Inside the Game.
Inside the Game, brought to you by Reliant. Welcome to Reliant. How can we help you? And by Houston Methodist, official healthcare provider for the Houston Texans.
The Texans head west to Arizona looking to put an end to that six-game losing skid, and you better believe they came to Arizona looking to win one for their ailing coach, Gary Kubiak. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Glendale, Arizona. I'm Greg Bailey. Texans coaches and players one by one telling us that they texted back and forth with Gary Kubiak back in Houston. He encouraged them to go out and play fast and hard and win for themselves, but they all talked about the fact they wanted to win so badly for Coach Kubiak. Of course, that doesn't happen today. Another second half struggle. Give a whole bunch of credit to that Cardinals defense, really cranking up the pressure and bringing it on Case Keenum. A late turnover, J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, huge plays, just not quite enough yet again. Added up, the losing skid now 7, the longest in Texans franchise history. Let's go back to the studio now with Bob and Spencer.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. Spencer, Gary Kubiak did not make the trip. Mm-hmm. How big of a difference did that make not having him on the sideline?
Listen, I think what you do, Bob, is you take the appropriate amount of time, and it's going to be different with each guy, to consider the gravity of what happened last Sunday, okay? We think about it, but the difficult truth is that game is going to be played whether or not you've adjusted well or not to that circumstance. Hopefully, you hope routine takes over, you go out, and then the week does its work, and then you come out ready to play. But again, every guy's got to deal with that on a personal level themselves. You got to play the game.
It's another loss, but there was some good stuff today. All right, let's take a look at the highlights. First half, first play of the game. Oh, this wasn't good. Cardinals pressure Case Keenum. John Abraham knocks the ball out of Keenum's hands. Matt Shaughnessy picks it up, takes it in. All of a sudden, it's 7-0 before it even really got started. Both teams then go 3 and out, and the Texans, well, they put a drive together after that. Keenum's going to hit Garrett Graham on a 3rd and 3, picks up the first down. Next play, Keenum going to find Andre Johnson with an incredible catch back of the end zone, gets the feet down.
Nice.
Tied the game up at 7, end of the first quarter. Another look right there. Andre, just awesome. Kareem Jackson coming up here. He's going to get in on the tackle as it swings his way. He will get up grimacing, says he bruised his sternum. He left the game. He did not return to play. The Cardinals, they would go up 14-7. A few plays later, Carson Palmer is going to throw the screen to Rob Housler. That's too easy there. He gets in for the touchdown. The Texans, well, defense wasn't ready. Texans offense, well, they were clicking for a while. Keenum to Andre for 14. Picks up the first down. Then Keenum to DeAndre for 19. 2 plays later, Ben Tate running hard with those cracked ribs. 12 yards there. The drive will close when Keenum hits Ryan Griffin. 2 yards, crossing the end zone. Tie the game up at 14. Next Cardinal possession, DJ Swearinger. He played a pretty good game. Great position here. Picks off the Palmer pass. We need to see more of that. Texans would get a field goal out of it to lead it 17-14. Late first half now. J.J. Watt coming hard. He's going to knock the ball out of Palmer's hands. Watt recovers it at the Texans 22. Texans try to get a field goal, but Randy Bullock's kick is blocked. So we go into the half with the Texans leading 17-14. So it's a pretty good stuff there. Yeah. Another mistake by the special teams. Now, after the game, Ed Reed, first thing he was asked about the game, and Ed Reed said, we got outplayed and outcoached.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come out and say, oh, we got outplayed, we got outcoached, but he did make that comment. What did you see?
Listen, Bob, look, I know that there are a lot of people still wrapped up in the emotion of what happened last week, but the difficult truth as I unpack this game, this is inside the game, right? I'm supposed to tell you what I see. They got outcoached in the second half. With respect to the adjustments that need to be made, Arizona came out and established a running game, controlled the clock, protected a lead. That's what you do. And if you can't do that, you lose games. And I think through this six-game streak, that's what's happened, Bob.
I think Ed Reed wants to be more of a coach. Maybe they weren't
listening
to him.
Well, he needs to get healthy, too. I mean, I know he's a Hall of Famer and all that stuff, but he needs to get healthy in order to have that kind of comment, I believe.
I think it's biting that he wasn't out there starting. Yep. All right, let's move on to the second half now. Cardinals, they're going to convert on a 3rd and 14 right here. As the defense starts to break down in the second half, it would lead to a tying field goal, 17 all. The offense having their struggles in the second half, especially the offensive line. Case swarmed under, sacked. And then later on the drive, Case is going to throw incomplete as he just didn't really have any time to set up and throw. Cardinals driving again here. Palmer to Hausler is going to pick up 26 yards, take it down to the Texans 5. But the defense would hold. Arizona, they get a field goal. Incomplete there. That was actually a really nice play by Brandon Harris there. Nice defense by him. Defense, 2017 Cardinals. And then early in the fourth, 3rd and 3, Case chased, 23-yard loss on that sack. Cardinals driving. They're going to score on a Palmer to Andre Roberts, 19-yard touchdown. Bryce McCain, well, not even close with the defense there. It was 27-17 Cardinals. Cardinals looking like they're going to run it out, but this is a big play right here. Gerard Mendenhall loses the ball. Actually, J.J. Watt
stripped it and
then recovered it. He dug it out of the scrum there. You can look. It's on the ground, and J.J.'s going to come up with it. Texans is going to get the ball at the 5. 3rd and goal now. Keenum to Andre Johnson. This is the best catch of the season. Tipped and then caught, got both feet down. The officials called it a touchdown. They would look at the replay. You can look at it 100 times.
He's still body control. Isn't that amazing?
He catches it and get both feet down for the touchdown. 27-24 Arizona. Texans defense would force a punt. They would get the ball back. But this is 4th and 3 now, really the last chance. Keenum's going to throw incomplete. And the Texans go down. Your final score, 27-24, the final. Gallant effort by Case Keenum. He completed 22 of 43 for 201 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ben Tate rushed 15 times for a hard 56 yards. DeAndre Hopkins led the receiver, 6 catches, 69 yards. The mood, well, down as you would expect in the Texans locker room after a 7th straight loss.
We've lost 7 in a row. I mean, that's how we're here. I mean, we're not playing well enough to win, and it's extremely frustrating. You know, you work so hard, and you prepare so much, and you commit so much time and energy and effort. And I mean, you work your ass off all week, all off season, all year, every day, and then you come out here and you don't get it done. It's very frustrating.
Ain't really much to say about it. We put ourselves in this position, and we got to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, we struggled offensively in the second half. You know, they did a good job of making adjustments, and you know, we were put in some tough situations. But still, you know, we need to make sure that we do our job when it's crunch time. And you know, the second half is obviously very important to every game. And so we fell short there.
It's very tough. You know, it's very tough. We just got to find a way to make plays. You know, that's all. Got to find a way to make plays. Everyone all around the board just got to do a better job. I got to do a better job. Everyone.
There's no reason to sit around and whine about it. Nothing we can do about it now. You just have to look forward to the games ahead and try to win as many of them as you can.
It ends up in the same scenario, you know. I think that we got to take our chances when we got our chances. We got nothing to lose anymore.
Wait, just the way your team battled, you got way down the depth chart. Darpinian's playing a lot of games. How do you feel like your team fought it today?
Well, you know, when you start out in the first play of the game, you're 7 points behind. We fought. I thought we really fought back really well. Had a chance to tie it up or win at the end of the game with that bad start. So, They're fighting hard. I don't have the answer. Obviously, we don't have the answer overall, but our guys are going to stick together.
That being said, what impressed you about the way the Cardinals' defense got after your quarterback there in the second half?
Yeah, that's a young quarterback. That's that's what a lot of teams are going to try to do is come after you and see how you can handle the pressure.
Andre Johnson, you touched on it. What do you appreciate most about the way he goes out and delivers for this football team?
That's what he does, deliver. He makes plays nobody else can make. You just don't see receivers make the touchdown catches he made were just unbelievable. So he's a great pro.
J.J. Watt at the bottom of a pile. We can't see anything. Were you surprised that it was number 99 that pulled that play off to give you the football back at the 5-yard line?
No, not at all. I mean, he makes play. He obviously made a sack and got the ball out for another big play for us. And, we needed to get the ball there to have any chance to win. And he did it.
Just can you describe for the viewers who are their thoughts are with Gary Kubiak, your team I know was thinking about him today. How did that kind of play out early and as the game progressed?
Well, I you're fighting. I tell them, you're playing for somebody. You're not just playing for yourself. And so we want to play for each other and certainly for our coach.
I know you guys want to win today, but DJ Swearinger looked like he took two huge steps forward making plays for this football team. How much progress has he made for you, Wade?
Yeah, he's a good player. We felt like all along, way back in OTAs, he was going to be a good player, and he's he's a great competitor, and I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
Great. Wade, thanks for your time, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Spencer, Greg and Wade, they talked about J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
He brought the J.J. Watt game today. He had two forced fumbles.
Right.
He recovered both of them, a sack, four tackles. He was J.J. today.
He was special. Again, I think Coach talked about it. Nobody affects the game defensively better than J.J. Watt does. When he comes out, he's really a mismatch for anybody on the line of scrimmage, as he shows here. Getting to the quarterback here, Carson Palmer, he was all over that front. Again, no matter where they line him up, 7-technique, 5-technique, swatting the ball out of there, affecting the quarterback. And again, as you alluded to a minute ago, even when you can't see him, he's still out there making plays. That type of guy. He can make plays from the perimeter, inside, movement, and he's a nightmare and a matchup. So when J.J. Watt steps on the field, to me, I'm looking at a guy that has the capacity to affect the outcome of the game. But again, when you've got injuries, nobody expected 2 days ago that we wouldn't have the running back Foster in the game. And those types of things mount up. After a while, you look like a triage unit, and so you need somebody to step up defensively, no one better than J.J., but it's just not enough.
All right, so the offense, Case Keenum, really, really strong in the first half. Second half, they only came up with 41 total yards. What happened?
Well, I think part of it was the fact that it's been the template, right? You're expecting a rookie to hold his arm throughout the course of this game. That's been the biggest challenge, the second half. So without Foster back there, I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Again, you start off the play with illegal hands to the face, which started you in a hole. Trying to dig out of that hole was very difficult. The pressure was frequent and often in his face. Trying to move to create some plays, had to throw that particular one away. So it's a difficult situation. The blitz got to him. This is Bell here, comes up the middle, unblocked. Again, going to show you some of the assignments that went wrong coming up in the cold, hard facts. And this was the case all along. Without a running game to take pressure off this rookie quarterback, Bob, it was going to be a long haul, and it was.
They were just pinning their ears back, and that's what we're going to talk about. So the offensive line, and then they were blitzing the linebackers, and the backs really weren't seeing where the linebackers were coming from.
Absolutely, they weren't seeing. I'm going to show you a couple of things here with respect to the protection that was taking place. A couple of things you want to look at. First of all, this would typically be Arian Foster right here in the backfield, right? Well, that guy is going to be a sure guy. But the problem with the Texans today is this should be what we call a squeeze. This is a small guy right here. This is a fairly big guy. The matchup is you want this small guy blocking this guy. Your fullback is out into the route. This big tackle right here should be blocking him. Instead, he squeezes and goes out to this guy, and then watch your back here get lost in the mix. And so we put it in motion. Again, he's lost here. He totally misses the guy, goes right past him, and then your tackle is on the outside. So, again, that's part of the problem. And then this is just a jailbreak here. Nobody in a position to protect the quarterback. So assignment breakdowns, in that particular case, 5-on-5, not enough personnel to block them when they bring that 6-man down. So that was problematic, just assignment. Not guys being in the position to make plays.
Not ready to make plays,
you
for
bet.
Sure. Now, your thing is special teams. We saw Shane Lechler. Awesome.
Yeah.
Again, Field goal unit, though, still some trouble there. What's going on?
Well, listen, I don't know. When you have a kicker that can't make routine kicks, again, this was a block. Not the problem missing them this week. It was the block. The technique, the guy that blocked it had a couple of them already so far this year. They've got to get that shored up, be able to squeeze it. If you can't squeeze it, you're going to be in a tough spot.
Trouble there. All right, we've got much more ahead here on Inside the Game. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Really emphasize turnovers, creating turnovers to give their offense short fields. They do that today. Of course, the rookie DJ Swearinger right in the middle of it, a big interception and a bunch of really good plays. We talked to DJ after the game.
Palmer under center, back in the pocket. There's pressure hit as he throws downfield, left side, and intercepted! Swag with it at the 45-yard line. The Texans pick off Palmer.
Can you just talk about the mentality that this defense brought into this game today?
We brought a turnover mentality. Mm-hmm. We want to get turnovers and make as much plays as we can to win the game. But, you know, we fell short of that. But we made some key turnovers that'll help us in the future.
How good did that breakthrough feel? Because it's been such an emphasis for this team to get the ball back to the offense and cause those takeaways.
It felt great. It felt great. Anytime you can take the ball away from the offense is great. And we forced, three turnovers mm-hmm. today. So, you know, that's a good start. And, you know, we're looking to build on that.
Can you take me through your interception?
Yeah, it was a man-to-man play. I was locked on the tight end, sort of fade route, and you know, I seen the ball intact and made a play on it.
I can almost see you now playing fast, recognizing, not thinking. How much progress have you made to get to this point, DJ, to play loose and free the way we know you can?
Tremendous. I've stepped my game up, you know, especially in the film room and the classroom. I think that's helped me a whole lot. You know, I've got comfortable in this defense, you know, knowing my role. And I think that's helped me a lot. And I'm just looking to keep building and get better.
There are bright spots today, but you still fall short. How disappointing is this to see one week after another get close and just not be able to make a play or two?
Extremely disappointing. You know, anytime you're losing like this, you know, it's very, very disappointing. But you just got to keep going. You just got to keep finding a way to try to win, and just go to work tomorrow and hold our heads up and just fight.
I know this is your first go around with this deal, 7-game losing streak. Guys are talking about sticking together. Do you sense that this locker room is one that will stick together and keep working to fight your way out of this?
Most definitely. I think this team is special. We're losing, but I think this is a special team, and we'll stick together and find a way to win.
DJ, congratulations on the interception, and thanks for your time today, man.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
A lot of good, but still not quite enough. The Texans do drop their 7th in a row. Coming up, Spencer with the cold hard facts.
Each week's player guest on Inside the Game receives a gift, compliments of Zadok Jewelers. Now it's time for the Coors Light cold hard facts. Coors, cold as the Rockies.
Hey, Spencer, 7 straight losses for the Texans now, so I know you've got plenty of choices for your cold hard facts tonight.
Yeah, Bob, unfortunately, no shortage of coachable moments, shall we say. And they say, by the way, that it's a game of inches. No better play and no position more illustrates that than the right tackle position. I'm going to put this in motion, and it reminds me of those old little high school things that we used to talk about, or grade school things. Remember, one of those things are not like the other? Used to sing on Sesame Street. I'm going to put this in motion. This is what I'm going to mean. I'm not a very good singer, but I can illustrate what's going on with football. Take a look at right here, Derek Newton outside. What's different with Derek Newton than everybody else that's on the front of this line? Everybody here is engaged. Everyone here is engaged. Here is engaged. And Derek has allowed that outside rush to get past him so fast, putting your quarterback in a position. As I said, it's a game of inches. And 5 seconds into the contest, he's there, knocks the ball out of the quarterback's hand, and all of a sudden they've got 7 points on the board. So problematic issues going along the offensive line up front. Just got through Greg talking about DJ Swearinger. He is outstanding. What makes this particular play exciting is you've got pressure up front, okay? It's the PTI, the pressure and the technique on the backside with DJ Swearinger. equals an interception. Take a look at it again, and here's what really sets it off. The minute he turns around and identifies where the ball is, he has as much right to that ball as the receiver. The rule says you cannot touch him as he moves down the line past that 5-yard mark. But because he's claiming that ball as his own, because he's identifying it, you're not going to get called on that. Excellent play. He's covered tight ends today. He's covered wide receivers with equal aplomb. He's going to be a big-time playmaker for this franchise in years to come. And then finally, when Kareem went out with his injury, that was problematic because here's Bryce in. You've got one wide receiver right here and a couple of tight ends. There's going to be what we call a switch route on this particular play. This guy's going to come out and go up the boundary. This guy's going to run it off, creating a natural pick. Bryce is going to try to come and sneak and look inside to the quarterback, but the wheel route is going to take him outside. I'll put it in motion for you real quick, and we'll see what happened. Here's Bryce coming here. Here's the wheel route. He's looking inside, and he goes right past him, and the net result is a touchdown, put him up 27-17, problematic. Again, when you're injured like this, guys are going down, you cannot make mistakes. Margin for error is absolutely zero until the Texans get that corrected. Unfortunately, they're going to be more on the short end than they're not. Bob?
The Injury Report is brought to you by Houston Methodist, the official health care provider of the Houston Texans.
All right, Spencer, during the game, the Texans lose Kareem Jackson, as you said, Joe Mays and Ryan Griffin. Mays, though, he would return. Arian Foster will undergo back surgery and will be lost for the rest of the season. Ben Tate continues to play with his broken ribs. You can always get more injury information at HoustonTexans.com. A look ahead to the battle against the Raiders when Inside the Game returns. All right, Spencer, the Texans are going to host the 3-6 Raiders next Sunday. You would think the perfect place to snap this losing streak.
Yeah, you would think that would be the case. But for me, this is my own personal experience. I've never got satisfied from beating a bad team. There's always in the back of your mind some kind of reservation about feeling good about it. That's my take.
A win is a win, though. Yeah. We'll take it any way we can get it right now. All right, let's go back out to University of Phoenix Stadium and Greg Bailey. Greg?
Added up, or the Texans really have a hard time believing that they find themselves here. 2 wins, 7 losses. A lot of talent on this team, but breakdowns here and there continue to cost the Texans. For Bob and for Spencer and for everybody who's been a part of this one, thanks for watching Inside the Game. We'll see you next time.
The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans traveled to Arizona looking for anything to stop their losing against the Cardinals.
Keenum will throw.
It did not start well.
There's pressure. Keenum, fumble. It's loose. Touchdown, Cardinals.
But the Texans fight back.
Watt knocks the ball out, and J.J. recovers the fumble. Strip sack by J.J. Watt.
Number 80 gets it close.
And Andre has the catch. Is it a touchdown? And yes! Andre Johnson, an amazing catch left side of the end zone.
Tonight, what's wrong with the team many picked for the Super Bowl? We have the answers. Plus, Spencer has the cold hard facts on a continuing problem. And Greg sits down with rookie safety DJ Swearinger to see how the Texans can get their swag back. Throw this caged animal some raw meat. It's tough to watch. Houston Texans, Inside the Game.
Inside the Game, brought to you by Reliant. Welcome to Reliant. How can we help you? And by Houston Methodist, official healthcare provider for the Houston Texans.
The Texans head west to Arizona looking to put an end to that 6-game losing skid, and you better believe they came to Arizona looking to win one for their ailing coach, Gary Kubiak. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Glendale, Arizona. I'm Greg Bailey. Texans coaches and players one by one telling us that they texted back and forth with Gary Kubiak back in Houston. He encouraged them to go out and play fast and hard and win for themselves, but they all talked about the fact they wanted to win so badly for Coach Kubiak. Of course, that doesn't happen today. Another second half struggle. Give a whole bunch of credit to that Cardinals defense, really cranking up the pressure and bringing it on Case Keenum. A late turnover, J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, huge plays, just not quite enough yet again. Added up, the losing skid now 7, the longest in Texans franchise history. Let's go back to the studio now with Bob and Spencer.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. Spencer,
Gary Kubiak did not make the trip. Mm-hmm. How big of a difference did that make not having him on the sideline?
Listen, I think what you do, Bob, is you take the appropriate amount of time, and it's going to be different with each guy, to consider the gravity of what happened last Sunday, okay? We think about it, but the difficult truth is that game is going to be played whether or not you've adjusted well or not to that circumstance. Hopefully, you hope routine takes over, you go out, and then the week does its work, and then you come out ready to play. But again, every guy's got to deal with it on a personal level themselves. You got to play the game.
It's another loss, but there was some good stuff today. All right, let's take a look at the highlights. First half, first play of the game. Oh, this wasn't good. Cardinals pressure Case Keenum. John Abraham knocks the ball out of Keenum's hands. Matt Shaughnessy picks it up, takes it in. All of a sudden, it's 7-0 before it even really got started. Both teams then go three and out, and the Texans, well, they put a drive together after that. Keenum's going to hit Garrett Graham on a 3rd and 3, picks up the first down. Next play, Keenum going to find Andre Johnson with an incredible catch back of the end zone, gets the feet down,
nice.
Tied the game up at 7, end of the first quarter. Another look right there. Andre, just awesome. Kareem Jackson coming up here. He's going to get in on the tackle as it swings his way. He will get up grimacing, says he bruised his sternum. He left the game. He did not return to play. The Cardinals, they would go up 14-7. A few plays later, Carson Palmer is going to throw the screen to Rob Hausler. That's too easy there. He gets in for the touchdown. The Texans, well, defense wasn't ready. Texans offense, well, they were clicking for a while. Keenum to Andre for 14, picks up the first down. Then Keenum to DeAndre for 19. Two plays later, Ben Tate running hard with those cracked ribs, 12 yards there. The drive will close when Keenum hits Ryan Griffin, 2 yards, crossing the end zone, tie the game up at 14. Next Cardinal possession, DJ Swearinger. He played a pretty good game. Great position here. Picks off the Palmer pass. We need to see more of that. Texans would get a field goal out of it to lead it 17-14. Late first half now. J.J. Watt coming hard. He's going to knock the ball out of Palmer's hands. Watt recovers it at the Texans 22. Texans try to get a field goal, but Randy Bullock's kick is blocked. So we go into the half with the Texans leading 17-14. So it's a pretty good stuff there. Yeah. Another mistake by the special teams. Now, after the game, Ed Reed, first thing he was asked about the game, and Ed Reed said, we got outplayed and outcoached.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come out and say, oh, we got outplayed, we got outcoached, but he did make that comment. What did you see?
Listen, Bob, look, I know that there are a lot of people still wrapped up in the emotion of what happened last week, but the difficult truth as I unpack this game, this is inside the game, right? I'm supposed to tell you what I see. They got outcoached in the second half with respect to the adjustments that need to be made. Arizona came out and established a running game, controlled the clock, protected a lead. That's what you do. And if you can't do that, you lose games. And I think through this 6-game streak, that's what's happened, Bob.
I think Ed Reed wants to be more of a coach. Maybe they weren't listening
to him. Well, he needs to get healthy, too. I mean, I know he's a Hall of Famer and all that stuff, but he needs to get healthy in order to have that kind of comment, I believe.
I think it's biting that he wasn't out there starting. Yep. All right, let's move on to the second half now. Cardinals. They're going to convert on a 3rd and 14 right here. As the defense starts to break down in the second half, it would lead to a tying field goal, 17 all. The offense having their struggles in the second half, especially the offensive line. Case swarmed under, sacked. And then later on the drive, Case is going to throw incomplete as he just didn't really have any time to set up and throw. Cardinals driving again here. Palmer to Hausler. He's going to pick up 26 yards, take it down to the Texans 5. But the defense would hold. Arizona, they get a field goal. Incomplete there. That was actually a really nice play by Brandon Harris there. Nice defense by him. Defense, 2017 Cardinals. And then early in the fourth, 3rd and 3, Case chased, 23-yard loss on that sack. Cardinals driving. They're going to score on a Palmer to Andre Roberts, 19-yard touchdown. Bryce McCain, well, not even close with the defense there. It was 27-17 Cardinals. Cardinals looking like they're going to run it out, but this is a big play right here. Gerard Mendenhall loses the ball. Actually, J.J. Watt stripped it and then recovered it. He dug it out of the scrum there. You can look. It's on the ground, and J.J.'s going to come up with it. Texans going to get the ball at the 5. 3rd and goal now. Keenum to Andre Johnson. This is the best catch of the season. Tipped and then caught, got both feet down. The officials called it a touchdown. They would look at the replay. You could look at it 100 times.
It's the body control. Isn't that amazing?
He catches it and get both feet down for the touchdown. 27-24 Arizona. Texans defense would force a punt. They would get the ball back. But this is fourth and three now, really the last chance. Keenum's going to throw incomplete. And the Texans go down. Your final score, 27-24, the final. Gallant effort by Case Keenum. He completed 22 of 43 for 201 yards, three touchdowns. Ben Tate rushed 15 times for a hard 56 yards. DeAndre Hopkins led the receiver, six catches, 69 yards. The mood, well, down as you would expect in the Texans locker room after a seventh straight loss.
We've lost seven in a row. I mean, that's how we're here. I mean, we're not playing well enough to win, and it's extremely frustrating, you know. You work so damn hard, and you prepare so much, and you commit so much time and energy and effort. And, I mean, you work your ass off all week, all off season, all year, every day, and then you come out here and you don't get it done. It's very frustrating.
Ain't really much to say about it. We put ourselves in this position, and we got to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, we struggled offensively in the second half. You know, they did a good job of making adjustments, and you know, we were put in some tough situations, but still, you know, we need to make sure that we do our job when it's crunch time, and you know, the second half is obviously very important to every game, and so we fell short there.
It's very tough. You know, it's very tough. We just got to find a way to make plays. You know, that's all. Just got to find a way to make plays. Everyone all around the board just got to do a better job. I got to do a better job. Everyone.
There's no reason to sit around and whine about it. Nothing we can do about it now. You just have to look forward to the games ahead and try to win as many of them as you can.
It ends up in the same scenario, you know. I think that we got to take our chances when we got our chances. We got nothing to lose anymore.
Just the way your team battled, you got way down the depth chart. Darpinian's playing a lot of games. How do you feel like your team fought it today?
Well, you know, when you start out in the first play of the game, you're 7 points behind. We fought. I thought we really fought back really well. Had a chance to tie it up or win at the end of the game with that bad start. So they're fighting hard. I don't have the answer. Obviously, we don't have the answer overall, but our guys are going to stick together.
That being said, what impressed you about the way the Cardinals' defense got after your quarterback there in the second half?
Yeah, that's a young quarterback. That's what a lot of teams are going to try to do is come after you and see how you handle the pressure.
Andre Johnson, you touched on it. What do you appreciate most about the way he goes out and delivers for this football team?
That's what he does, deliver. He makes plays nobody else can make. You just don't see receivers make the touchdown catches he made were just unbelievable. So he's a great pro.
J.J. Watt at the bottom of a pile. We can't see anything. Were you surprised that it was number 99 that pulled that play off to give you the football back at the 5-yard line?
No, not at all. I mean, he makes play. He obviously made a sack and got the ball out for another big play for us. And, we needed to get the ball there to have any chance to win. And he did it.
Just can you describe for the viewers who are their thoughts are with Gary Kubiak, your team I know was thinking about him today. How did that kind of play out early and as the game progressed?
Well, I you're fighting. I tell them, you're playing for somebody. You're not just playing for yourself. And so we want to play for each other and certainly for our coach.
I know you guys want to win today, but DJ Swearinger looked like he took two huge steps forward making plays for this football team. How much progress has he made for you, Wade?
Yeah, he's a good player. We felt like all along, way back in OTAs, he was going to be a good player, and he's a great competitor, and I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
Great. Wade, thanks for your time, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Spencer, Greg and Wade, they talked about J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
He brought the J.J. Watt game today. He had two forced fumbles. Right. He recovered both of them, a sack, four tackles. He was J.J. today.
He was special. Again, I think Coach talked about it. Nobody affects the game defensively better than J.J. Watt does. When he comes out, he's really a mismatch for anybody on the line of scrimmage, as he shows here. Getting to the quarterback here, Carson Palmer, he was all over that front. Again, no matter where they line him up, seven technique, five technique, swatting the ball out of there, affecting the quarterback. And again, as you alluded to a minute ago, even when you can't see him, he's still out there making plays. He's just that type of guy. He can make plays from the perimeter, inside movement, and he's a nightmare and a matchup. So when J.J. Watt steps on the field, to me, I'm looking at a guy that has the capacity to affect the outcome of the game. But again, when you've got injuries, nobody expected 2 days ago that we wouldn't have the running back Foster in the game. And those types of things mount up. After a while, you look like a triage unit, and so you need somebody to step up defensively, no one better than J.J., but it's just not enough.
All right, so the offense, Case Keenum, really, really strong in the first half. Second half, they only came up with 41 total yards. What happened?
Well, I think part of it was the fact that it's been the template, right? You're expecting a rookie to hold his arm throughout the course of this game. That's been the biggest challenge, the second half. So without Foster back there, I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Again, you start off the play with illegal hands to the face, which started you in a hole. Trying to dig out of that hole was very difficult. The pressure was frequent and often in his face. Trying to move to create some plays, had to throw that particular one away. So it's a difficult situation. The blitz got to him. This is Bell here, comes up the middle, unblocked. Again, going to show you some of the assignments that went wrong coming up in the cold, hard facts. And this was the case all along. Without a running game to take pressure off this rookie quarterback, Bob, it was going to be a long haul, and it was.
They were just pinning their ears back, and that's what we're going to talk about. So the offensive line, and then they were blitzing the linebackers, and the backs really weren't seeing where the linebackers were coming from.
Absolutely, they weren't seeing. I'm going to show you a couple of things here with respect to the protection that was taking place. A couple of things you want to look at. First of all, this would typically be Arian Foster right here in the backfield, right? Well, that guy is going to be a sure guy. But the problem with the Texans today is this should be what we call a squeeze. This is a small guy right here. This is a fairly big guy. The matchup is you want this small guy blocking this guy. Your fullback is out into the route. This big tackle right here should be blocking him. Instead, he squeezes and goes out to this guy, and then watch your back here get lost in the mix. And so we put it in motion. Again, he's lost here. He totally misses the guy, goes right past him, and then your tackle is on the outside. So, again, that's part of the problem. And then this is just a jailbreak here. Nobody in a position to protect the quarterback. So assignment breakdowns, in that particular case, 5-on-5, not enough personnel to block them when they bring that six man down. So that was problematic. Just assignments, not guys being in the position to make plays.
Not ready to make plays, you for bet. Sure. Now, your thing is special teams. We saw Shane Lechler. Awesome. Yeah. Again, field goal unit, though, still some trouble there. What's going on?
Well, listen, I don't know. When you have a kicker that can't make routine kicks, again, this was a block. Not the problem missing them this week. It was the block. The technique, the guy that blocked it had a couple of them already so far this year. They've got to get that shored up, be able to squeeze it. If you can't squeeze it, you're going to be in a tough spot.
Trouble there. All right, we've got much more ahead here on Inside the Game. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Turnovers, creating turnovers to give their offense short fields. They do that today. Of course, the rookie DJ Swearinger right in the middle of it, a big interception and a bunch of really good plays. We talked to DJ after the game.
Palmer under center, back in the pocket. There's pressure hit as he throws downfield, left side, and intercepted! Swag with it at the 45-yard line. The Texans pick off Palmer.
Can you just talk about the mentality that this defense brought into this game today?
We brought a turnover mentality. Mm-hmm. We want to get turnovers and make as much plays as we can to win the game. But, we fell short of that. But we made some key turnovers that'll help us in the future.
How good did that breakthrough feel, because it's been such an emphasis for this team to get the ball back to the offense and cause those takeaways?
It felt great. It felt great. Anytime you can take the ball away from the offense, it's great. And we forced three turnovers today, so that's a good start, and we're looking to build on that.
Can you take me through your interception?
Yeah, it was man-to-man play. I was locked on the tight end, sort of fade route, and I seen the ball intact and made a play on it.
I can almost see you now playing fast, recognizing, not thinking. How much progress have you made to get to this point, DJ, to play loose and free the way we know you can?
Tremendous. I'm I've stepped my game up, you know, especially in the film room and the classroom. And I think that's helped me a whole lot. You know, I've got comfortable in this defense, you know, knowing my role. And I think that's helped me a lot. And I'm just looking to keep building and get better.
There are bright spots today, but you still fall short. How disappointing is this to see one week after another get close and just not be able to make a play or two?
Extremely disappointing. You know, anytime you're losing like this, you know, it's very, very disappointing. And but you just got to keep going. You just got to keep finding a way to try to win, and just go to work tomorrow and hold our heads up and just fight.
I know this is your first go-round with this deal, 7-game losing streak. Guys are talking about sticking together. Do you sense that this locker room is one that will stick together and keep working to fight your way out of this?
Most definitely. I think this team is special. You know, we're losing, but I think this is a special team, and we'll stick together and find a way to win.
DJ, congratulations on the interception, and thanks for your time today, man.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
A lot of good, but still not quite enough. The Texans do drop their 7th in a row. Coming up, Spencer with the cold hard facts.
Each week's player guest on Inside the Game receives a gift, compliments of Zadok Jewelers. Now it's time for the Coors Light cold hard facts. Coors, cold as the Rockies.
Hey, Spencer, 7 straight losses for the Texans now, so I know you've got plenty of choices for your cold hard facts tonight.
Yeah, Bob, unfortunately, no shortage of coachable moments, shall we say. And they say, by the way, that it's a game of inches. No better play and no position more illustrates that than the right tackle position. I'm going to put this in motion. And it reminds me of those old little high school things that we used to talk about, or grade school things. Remember, one of those things are not like the other? Used to sing on Sesame Street. I'm going to put this in motion. This is what I'm going to mean. I'm not a very good singer, but I can illustrate what's going on with football. Take a look at right here. Derek Newton outside. What's different with Derek Newton than everybody else that's on the front of this line? Everybody here is engaged. Everyone here is engaged. Here is engaged. And Derek has allowed that outside rush to get past him so fast, putting your quarterback in a position. As I said, it's a game of inches. And 5 seconds into the contest, he's there, knocks the ball out of the quarterback's hand, and all of a sudden they've got 7 points on the board. So problematic issues going along the offensive line up front. Just got through Greg talking about DJ Swearinger. He is outstanding. What makes this particular play exciting is you've got pressure up front, okay? It's the PTI, the pressure and the technique on the backside with DJ Swearinger equals an interception. Take a look at it again, and here's what really sets it off. The minute he turns around and identifies where the ball is, he has as much right to that ball as the receiver. The rule says you cannot touch him as he moves down the line past that 5-yard mark. But because he's claiming that ball as his own, because he's identifying it, you're not going to get called on that. Excellent play. He's covered tight ends today. He's covered wide receivers with equal aplomb. He's going to be a big-time playmaker for this franchise in years to come. And then finally, when Kareem went out with his injury, that was problematic. Because here's Bryce in. You've got one wide receiver right here and a couple of tight ends. There's going to be what we call a switch route on this particular play. This guy's going to come out and go up the boundary. This guy's going to run it off, creating a natural pick. Bryce is going to try to come and sneak and look inside to the quarterback, but the wheel route is going to take him outside. I'll put it in motion for you real quick, and we'll see what happened. Here's Bryce coming here. Here's the wheel route. He's looking inside, and he goes right past him, and the net result is a touchdown. Put him up 27-17. Problematic. Again, when you're injured like this, guys are going down. You cannot make mistakes. Margin for error is absolutely zero. Until the Texans get that corrected, unfortunately, they're going to be more on the short end than they're not. Bob?
The Injury Report is brought to you by Houston Methodist, the official healthcare provider of the Houston Texans.
All right, Spencer, during the game, the Texans lose Kareem Jackson, as you said, Joe Mays and Ryan Griffin. Mays, though, he would return. Arian Foster will undergo back surgery and will be lost for the rest of the season. Ben Tate continues to play with his broken ribs. You can always get more injury information at HoustonTexans.com. A look ahead to the battle against the Raiders when Inside the Game returns. All right, Spencer, the Texans are going to host the 3-6 Raiders next Sunday. You would think the perfect place to snap this losing streak.
Yeah, you would think that would be the case. But for me, this is my own personal experience. I've never got satisfied from beating a bad team. There's always in the back of your mind some kind of reservation about feeling good about it. That's my take.
A win is a win, though. Yeah. We'll take it any way we can get it right now. All right, let's go back out to University of Phoenix Stadium and Greg Bailey. Greg?
Added up, and the Texans really have a hard time believing that they find themselves here. 2 wins, 7 losses. A lot of talent on this team, but breakdowns here and there continue to cost the Texans. For Bob and for Spencer and for everybody who's been a part of this one, thanks for watching Inside the Game. We'll see you next time